Connecticut is adding more charges in its lawsuit against Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more on those details and from residents who've been affected by opioid addiction.
In her mid-20s, Sarah Howroyd was in a car accident with her fiancé. She suffered minor injuries to her neck and back, and then the couple sought treatment for the pain.
We were prescribed an astronomical amount of OxyContin.
That was the beginning of her long struggle with opioid addiction. Howroyd, now 37, has been in recovery for 6 years, but it came at a price. She lost her fiancé to a drug overdose and more than a decade of her life to active addiction. She now wants Purdue Pharma, the makers of OxyContin, to be held responsible, and she hopes a Connecticut civil lawsuit against the company is successful. But she also says,
there's growing, I think almost everyone feels like we need criminal charges. This is ridiculous. They're the biggest, baddest El Chapo that has ever existed, and they've just, you know, systems in place are set up to protect people like them, and so it's complicated.
The civil lawsuit was first filed by the state in December against Purdue and the company's founders, the Sackler family. It's one of the most recent state actions. Nearly 2,000 other suits have been waged by other states and cities against opioid manufacturers in the last couple years. And Attorney General William Tong says it's a unique situation for Connecticut, as Purdue is based in Stamford.
I think what that means is that we as Connecticut residents have a special responsibility to be aggressive and to hold them accountable.
The original legal action claimed the company profited from unfair and deceptive business practices that misled doctors and patients about the safety of opioids. Tong filed new allegations against Purdue Monday. They take aim at limited partnerships and trusts that he says
were used by the individual defendants in the Sackler family to siphon money out of the company, billions of dollars out of the company, which they gained and profited from the addiction crisis.
But in a statement, Purdue denies all these new allegations. It says the state fails to show clear evidence to back up these new legal claims. The company states it will continue to defend against what it calls misleading attacks. The amended lawsuit names 6 new defendants in the case, most of them Sackler-held companies, but it also names Russell Gosdia. He served as the vice president of sales and marketing from 2001 to 2014. And Kimberly Massicott, special counsel to the attorney general, says Gosdia is responsible for carrying out direction from Purdue leaders.
And instead of saying no, and instead of reporting some of the ongoing wrongdoing that he knew was occurring, he carried out their bidding, and he facilitated the programs and created some of the programs that got 14-year-olds addicted to opioids.
And Brittany Niver was one of those 14-year-olds. She was prescribed OxyContin after a bicycle accident and says it flipped her life upside down.
I just became addicted really fast. I think probably first use, and then, you know, it escalated into further drug use and harder drug use. And then I started using heroin on the street right after high school.
Brittany's now 24 and she's been in recovery for 3 years. She and her mother, Paige Niver, want to help others and reduce the stigma of addiction. And any money won in a lawsuit would help too.
I do hope that those funds can be used for treatment and
prevention
for those who are still sick and suffering. That's the most important thing.
Attorney General Tong says he's determined to make that happen, even if the case becomes more complicated. Reuters and the Wall Street Journal reported last month that Purdue was considering filing for bankruptcy in the face of lawsuits. But Tong says that won't stop him.
If you try to run into bankruptcy court and I think misuse our nation's bankruptcy laws to protect yourself from liability for which you're fully liable, we will chase you to the ends of the earth.
Massicott says documents come out daily. They're from a federal court order covering a group of the lawsuits. They contain information about companies and manufacturers for opioid-related business practices. The documents are also being used to examine Region Zero doctors, or physicians who have a record of overprescribing. State officials say details in the documents are confidential, but they intend to use the information to help guide them in the lawsuit. Attorney General Tong says a settlement with Purdue would not be the right deal for Connecticut at this time. He intends to take this case to court. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.